Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
And now, well, he's got his baseball gear on already.
It's Wrigley Field. And we
Steve Zabin!
Oh, boys, happy October to you. It is always the greatest sports month of the year.
Yep.
And we have Convergence Monday, where it is even better for you guys up there in Milwaukee. Are you ready for a game 163? This is so good. It's so nerve-wracking. It's so delicious. It's so rare, as a matter of fact, that I have already recommended to people that if your evil boss up there in the Milwaukee Metroplex area, you don't call it the Metroplex. I think Jimmy calls it the Metroplex. By the way, Jimmy was 1, 2, 3, 4 and O. So you were on Jimmy alert for Friday. He is going to be insufferable.
And why not?
Why not? If your boss up there does not let you either take the afternoon off to watch this game or does not accommodate you with unblocking the internet filters or putting a TV somewhere in the workplace, quit that job. I'm saying this right now. Quit that job. Jobs come and go. The next time that the Brewers will have a chance to relegate the hated, godless, soulless, filthy Chicago Cubs to a hellish one game in, one game out wild card game with a 163rd game at their yard. The next time that happens, you'll be gone from whatever job you're holding on to right now. That's how rare this is today. So jobs come and go. This game is a unicorn. You must be present for this game and be able to watch this game.
I actually, when I got out of bed this morning, when my alarm went off at 3 a.m., first thing I did when I got up, and I don't know how I even thought of this quickly, I thought, I'm not going to be home for the start of the game. I got to record this. So I...
What?
Yeah.
Why aren't you going to be home?
I have an appointment. Very important appointment, Steve.
Okay.
I'll be home shortly after it starts, but I'm going to miss probably the first inning.
Okay. So, you're going to go cone of silence for the first inning?
No, I'll be on Euchre. I'm listening to
Got
Bob Euchre.
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do cone of silence. But if something happens in those first innings, I want to be able to back up and see it happen. Not that I won't be able to see it on SportsCenter or on
every TV station in town
tonight. I just like to make sure I got it when I wanted it. So I got it set up to record on ESPN.
Good.
What do you mean it's on Fox Sports 1? God!
Nope. It's on ESPN. Brian, where do you plan to watch it?
They have the Dodgers-Rockies game on then later, too. Is that ESPN also?
Yep.
I'd be at home.
Doubleheader game. Okay. Doubleheader game today. Yeah.
And how do you feel about your boy calling out the Cubs like this?
Catch up with the Cubs for one more game.
They know they got problem tomorrow.
Do you love it or do you hate it?
I love it.
I'm
glad he did not give a canned answer and go, well, you know, that's a fine team they got down there in Chicago, and I feel like we're up to playing them tomorrow, and, well, the best team will win. No.
We go for tomorrow.
How excited are you to get to Wrigley Field and match up with the Cubs for one more game?
Match up. Sorry about that. Wisconsin accent. God bless her. Who is that, by the way?
Sophia Minert.
Sophia.
Yeah.
Good job, Sophia. Love you, girl. Just kidding.
Match up with the Cubs for one more game.
They know they got problem tomorrow.
And the best was he looks right into the camera as he says that. He does the death stare like,
yeah,
you know you got a problem for tomorrow.
That's Aguilar, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you seen his home run march through the dugout?
Yes.
You know how it ends with him mugging into the camera every time at home.
I know.
It's the best home run march ever.
It really is.
They know they got problem tomorrow.
I love it. And the slightly broken English is so perfect. Of course, the problem is you guys have a problem in that, once again, Quintana is lined up to be your El Guapo.
Fine. Well.
You feel like this is the way it has to be, that the one guy that carves you guys up like a Thanksgiving turkey is the guy that you are going to have to go through? Do theory.
Yeah.
I love it.
We get the game. It doesn't always wind up perfect where we get a guy. Hey, we beat that guy 12 games in a row. No. These things are tough, Steve. You know that.
And we're in the playoffs. Yeah. We're in the playoffs.
Yeah, this isn't an elimination game. This is are we the division winners or are we a wild card? So
when I went to bed late last night, they still hadn't named starters officially. Do we have starters as of right now?
Who is it going to be, Rock? Hold on. Bring in our sports expert here.
Quintana's starting for Chicago.
Quintana for Chicago, and who the Brewers rolling out?
Brewers, they haven't announced anybody, but it's Chasen's turn. They don't know if they're going with him or if Council's going to do the bullpen shuffle today.
Yeah, it could be a bullpen day. And then there's talk about, well, what happens if the game is out of round by the time you normally get to your studs? Do you throw them in what could be a hopeless game? Like, do you throw Hader if you're up 5 or down 5?
You tell me if
I mean, if you're up 5, you can definitely throw him because you're assuming you're going to win. You're going to have a little bit of time off for the start of, you know. But if you have to play, if you have to turn around and play again the next day and you're down 5 and you're like, we're going to grind this out, you may want to save some of your arms.
What do you consider a safe lead at Wrigley?
I don't know. What's the weather like today?
It's chance
blowing
of some
out
rain,
today.
Chance of some it's rain blowing out. Through. Haven't heard about the winds.
I mean, it was a big softball game yesterday. What was it, 10-5 final down there?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'd say 8 runs would be a comfortable lead.
8 run lead.
5 run leads. Oh, I've seen those disappear all the time. So how's the vibe up there? Is it great? Just how everyone's rallying behind the team and. I mean, you had a 19-7 September to reel these guys in.
It's electric. It was
good stuff.
I was watching that game yesterday and going, this is unreal. We have reeled the Cubs in. This thing was out of reach. Right. I had picked out our tombstone and relegated it. No, I'm serious. And said, well.
Picked out the casket?
I even said on Friday night when the Tigers got out to a lead right away, I said, well, looks like a wild card team to me now.
Well, what were we? 3 games out with. 10 games left? 6 games left?
I don't know the exact numbers, but it was...
Try to look up your POF come September 1st. You know what the POF is?
POF?
Playoff chances. FanGraphs does this. FanGraphs is a nerd site. FanGraphs.com. MLB playoff odds, or abbreviated for POF. And, there we go. Dates. This would be perfect. Thank God for nerds. They really know how to do things right. hold on. Quick dates. 9/1/2008. That should work right there. It's still not showing me that. Oh, no, wait. Wait.
I'm holding on.
Okay, there we go. Here we go.
What was it?
Here we go. Perfect. On September 1st, your chances, according to the nerds at FanGraphs, to win the division, 4.9%. 4.9%.
On September 1st?
The Cubs.
4.9%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Cubs had a 91.2% chance to win the division, according to FanGraphs.
Hmm. Well, thank God
so
we didn't just shut
hell of a run right there.
Thank God we didn't shut all of September down because of FanGraphs.
Yeah, you only have less than a 5% chance of winning the division at this point.
Yeah, well, let's play them and see what happens.
Yeah.
And they've won series after series after series after series. 2 out of 3 of them. They took 3 from the Cardinals. They took 3 from the Tigers.
Yeah.
And here we are.
And Yelich has an outside chance of still reeling in the Triple Crown, which would be the first NL Triple Crown since Ducky Medwick in like 1937. But it's going to take a little doing. Nolan Arenado had 2 home runs yesterday, so he's now leading in the home run department, 37-36.
Plus the Cubs aren't going to pitch to him today.
Probably not.
He's going to walk 4 or 5 times today.
I would walk him 4 or 5 times, that's for sure.
Yeah. Unless Braun is killing it behind him, or Aguilar, whoever that happens to be, he's not going to see a pitch.
Yeah. Joe Medwick, 1937, St. Louis Cardinals. I believe he went by Ducky Medwick.
That's correct. We looked him up earlier.
Did you?
Yep. Yeah. Ducky.
So Yelich already has the batting title, 323. Like I said, he's one back now in the home runs. And the RBIs, he's like two back. But you know what? The RBIs will take care of themselves if somehow he hits two home runs. Somehow.
Yeah.
Which, like you said, it's going to be pretty hard to do unless he jumps over the plate and, like, you know, hits a ball in the other batter's box.
They're not going to be able to wave him to first fast enough today. Take your base.
Did you love the hero's ovation he got when he was pulled from the game yesterday?
It was, yes, of course. Steve.
I love that.
There's nothing about the Brewer weekend that I didn't love.
I know. It was a rhetorical question.
Bob. I know.
A question for which I knew the answer. I was just looking for your affirmation. That was great.
I thought, they're going to give him another at-bat. Oh, and it's like, no, we're not. Here's why we sent him out. It was a great Perez came out and gave him a big hug. And he just headed in. And he just tipped his cap, waved it to the crowd, and went in like a DiMaggio type.
What about giving him another at-bat, though? He's going for a triple crown. He was going to bat second the next inning.
They weren't going to
pitch you could
to him.
Argue that.
They weren't pitching to him, Rock. He wasn't going to see any pitches.
But Braun said you're a little worried that he was going to give him another at-bat. You got to get him out of there just in case. God forbid he gets hurt or hit by a pitch.
Right, what if one hits him on the
hands? When you're up that much, you can't take a chance. He deserves all the love he's received. It's cool he got a special moment like that. Yelich said he wasn't sure what was happening, but admitted later that was really cool. The fans have been awesome all year. They really came out and showed their support for us.
Didn't you hear Robin Yount yesterday talking about that last game in 82 against Baltimore?
Yeah, when he got plunked.
When Martinez plunked him his last at-bat, drilled him.
That's I was thinking maybe if they did keep him in, they'd drill him because they were the unwritten baseball rules. You know, we were too far ahead to keep the star in there.
Who knows?
I like counsel's decision. He's got to think about the bigger picture
right
at this point.